Barbra Streisand. Barbra Streisand. Streisand. Barbra Streisand.
Getting ready for Clubman Pro, their final heat of the day. So a lap away from a start here. Clubman Pro. As we get set, the Clubman Pro final. Jackson Delamont, Matthew Tuff is the front row. Kelly Simpson and Sam Simpson, row number two. In formation now. Away and racing, and Tuff gets the jump on the outside of the front row ahead of Delamont. Delamont now moves back to the inside as they enter into the S's. Delamont is your race leader. Sam Simpson gets ahead of Kelly Simpson this time as they work up the back straight. Now Delamont setting about, setting up his lead. Delamont heads down into the pit turn, comfortably out in front. Kelly Simpson putting the pressure on Sam Simpson. They had a great battle in heat number three. And now work their way up the back straight as Jackson Delamont dominates. Once again, they work their way into the pit turn. Jackson Delamont, Matthew Tuff. Then it's back to Sam Simpson ahead of Kelly Simpson. Their next battle on the circuit is for third. Delamont now with a 34.067, already starting to get to the pace we have seen from him throughout the day. Matthew Tuff, a 34.7. He's already 1.115 back. Sam Simpson ahead of Kelly Simpson. As the leader heads up the back straight. He heads around the pits into pit turn. A Race leader, Jackson Delamont from Matthew Tough. A reminder that the Grenfell Kart Club is hosting the seventh round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship as part of the Bob Hine Memorial on Saturday the 2nd and Sunday the 3rd of July. We hope you can be there as a part of what will be one of the best meetings at the Grenfell Kart Club every year. Important meeting for the club, and they put on a fantastic show. So as Jackson Delamont continues to lead here, half race distance completed by Delamont now. Delamont. Then it's back to Tough. Behind him, Sam and Kelly Simpson starting to rough it up now as they came onto the front straight that time. Through the S's and up over the rise. So still this battle continues for third whilst Delamont and Tough extend their advantage in a first and second position. So, Sam Simpson now has got Kelly to the outside. She's protecting that inside line, making it. Is it? So Delamont leading the way. As Delamont heads down into the pit turn, six laps remaining. Delamont leading by 6 seconds. Sam Simpson, Kelly Simpson, that battle for third continues. Kelly Simpson just can't quite find a way to make that pass. So Delamont across the line, now completing two-thirds race distance as he completes lap number 10. 15 laps for the seniors' final heat. Kelly Simpson again looking to try and make the move, but Sam Simpson smart enough to keep Kelly on the outside. And Kelly not pushing Sam deep enough into the corner to try and get her to wash out wide once she gets into that turn and open up a gap. So as Delamont heads up the back straight, this battle for third continues. Kelly Simpson still on the outside. She really needs to start moving towards the inside there to try and get Sam to worry about her, but whilst ever she's ranging up on the outside, Sam Simpson's comfortable that she can brake hard enough to stop any problems from occurring and Kelly taking that spot. So Jackson Delamont heads down through the dip and up onto the back straight once again. He'll have two laps remaining this time by. Two laps remaining. for Delamont as he crosses the line. Kelly Simpson looks to the inside as they head up the back straight that time. Trying now to get herself in on the opposite side of Sam Simpson to try and make that move. She's got good speed through the pit turn, but still a cart length back as she heads down the start-finish straight. So last lap board goes out for Jackson Delamont, who's absolutely dominated racing today. The Intrepid cart with the Yamaha engine well out in front. 7, almost 8 seconds now in front of Matthew Tough. Sam and Kelly Simpson continue to battle on. Kelly looking for a move down the pit straight. That's a brave place to make a pass. She gets through the pit turn well. Sam protecting that inside line, but able to get the cart turned through enough that she doesn't run wide. Delamont to the checkered flag and takes the victory. Second place, Matthew Tough holds on. And Tough will cross the line in second. The battle for third still going on. Kelly Simpson trying to make the move coming off the top turn. She lost a bit of ground there. So you'd think Sam Simpson will hold on and take third position. Kelly Simpson in fourth. And Clubman Pro goes into the book. Up next, it'll be the Sportsman 125 Heavy and Super Heavy, fourth heat of the afternoon.
Do you need a new cart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Apex Plumbing are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1 of 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. Whether you need to unblock a drain or have a complete system installed, Apex Plumbing are the people to call. Apex Plumbing, Unit 1, 48 Brook Street, Mitchell. Give them a call on 0417 299 175. That's 0417 299 175. Yes Firewood Supplies are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club, delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murray and Bateman. Ironbark, red and yellow box, all available, cut to the required size. Contact Terry Scorgi on 0408 694 464. That's Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 36 years and proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses, floor trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses. They're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Chris Gillette starts on the pole here in Sportsman Heavy. Jose Roos, then Jack Turnbull, Michael Hanrahan, Barry Laver. Eddie Roos leads the Super Heavies with Greg Williams, Rodney Franks, Nick Bloodworth, Jacob Blair, Jason Bors and Ian McPhee. As they get the green light, and it's Gillette who leads them into turn number one. Gillette leads from Jose Ruiz. Then it's back to Laver and Turnbull. Further back then to Hanrahan. Roos got the jump from the start of the Super Heavies pack with Williams, Bloodworth, Franks, Blair, Bors and McPhee rounding out the order. 15 laps the distance, and it's Gillette who comes across the start finish line, leading the way. Gillette from Ruiz. Then it's back to Laver, who got the spot off the start from Turnbull. Then it's back to Hanrahan, who's had dramas right throughout the day, keeping his pace up. Ruiz, Williams, Bloodworth. Ruiz getting away slightly from Williams at the moment. Meanwhile, your leader, Chris Gillette, with a 0.5 second advantage at the front of the field over Jose Ruiz. Back then to Barry Laver. Laver then followed by Turnbull with Hanrahan right on his back bumper. Now the battle between Bloodworth and Williams. In fact, it's Bloodworth and Eddie Ruiz. Eddie Ruiz now has got Williams past him. So it's Gillette, Ruiz, then back to Laver, Turnbull, further back then to the aid of Hanrahan, Williams ahead of Eddie Ruiz, Bloodworth trying to make a move on him, then a good battle between Franks and Blair continues on, further back to Boers and Ian McPhee. So as they head down the pit straight, Jose Ruiz in the Ruiz construction cart, closing in on the back of the Tony cart of Chris Gillette. Gillette pushing hard. But Ruiz is on a real charge through the dip and up onto the back straight. It looks like Jose Ruiz has got some real momentum. He looks to the inside. He has to pinch it off as Gillette takes his line. And Gillette will have a bit of an advantage as he comes down to complete lap number 5. Across the line. And it's Gillette, Ruiz, Laver, Turnbull and Hanrahan. Back then to Williams, who's holding off Eddie Ruiz, who's looking to the inside as they go into turn number 1. Back then to Bloodworth. Eddie Ruiz been dominant in that super heavy category today. But at the moment he has a fight on his hands. So as Gillette has got that half a second buffer back on Jose Ruiz. Now Greg Williams is coming under the pump. As Eddie Ruiz is looking to get that super heavy lead back off him. So the leader, Gillette, starting to come up onto the back now of Ian McPhee. So the blue flags will be out to the 51 shortly. Can Jose Ruiz use that back marker to his advantage? At the moment, Jose Ruiz is about 0.1 of a second faster than your race leader in Chris Gillette. So laps down to 7 remaining for Chris Gillette as he comes across the line. Ruiz, Jose Ruiz is 0.365 and that gap is almost nothing as they head up the back straight. Now, Jose Ruiz tried to make the move. Oh! Williams and Eddie Ruiz down is in the kitty litter, down off the end of the start-finish straight. Yellow flags are out. And Jose again trying to make the move up the top of the hill has got himself into trouble. Greg Williams, though, gets himself out. Eventually he'll go a lap down, but he will be scored as a finisher. That could be critical. Hanrahan gets stuck behind Ian McPhee for a moment. 5 laps remaining for your race leader in Chris Gillette. Jack Turnbull has made the pass on Barry Laver too whilst they were behind the back marker of Ian McPhee. So as the leader works his way up the back straight, Jose Ruiz has thrown away his chance of taking the victory by pushing it in. Pushing it too hard. He made the same mistake earlier in the race, was able to get that gap back, but now it looks like it might be. Not enough laps left for Jose Ruiz to close that gap up, and Gillette is going to take the victory overall. Hanrahan on to Laver once again. As they head up the back straight, Hanrahan looks to the inside of Barry Laver. Laver and Hanrahan. Well, Hanrahan just missed the corner there. The yellow flag going out now. I'm sure that was Hanrahan that went diving across the track. It was indeed. And he is off the circuit now. Lost his nose cone and, well, that is all she wrote. Laps counting down. Race leader heading down the pit straight. Two laps remaining for Chris Gillette as he crosses the start-finish line. Jose Ruiz back there in second. Jack Turnbull in third. Laver in fourth. Then it's Bloodworth, Blair. Greg Williams has got past Michael Hanrahan, but that's because he's on the side of the road, so he's got a long way to go before he gets another spot. He's back in ninth position. Last lap for Chris Gillette. Gillette leading the way by a comfortable margin. That must be at 4 seconds at the front of the field. Turnbull is 2 seconds back from Ruiz, and Laver is 3 seconds back from Turnbull. So as the leaders work their way back around the top of the circuit, Gillette heads to the checkered flag and takes the victory. Chris Gillette will wrap up the meeting with a strong race, number 4. Jose Ruiz comes home in second, Jack Turnbull in third, Barry Laver in fourth, Nicholas Bloodworth hangs on for fifth, then it'll be Jacob Blair, Rodney Franks in the 27, and Jason Bors. The final card on the leader's lap. One lap down was Greg Williams here in Sportsman 125, heavy and super heavy. The midgets are out on the circuit next. This is the sixth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship.
The Austrian-Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian-Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and gaming facilities with the latest poker machines,
yep,
a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant, with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Heard Street in Mawson.
Roos Constructions has over 10 years experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford, or the brand new display home in Bonner, or visit the website www.roosconstructions.com.au. Roos Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Grand Prix Karting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 Colley Street, Fishwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need, or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239-2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Away in racing, Thomas Sargent off the pole has the lead as he works his way through the S's for the first time. Jaden Boulding back there in second position, Cameron Skelton. Then it's Taylor Harness, Josh Haynes, And then back to Taylor Chancellor, rounding out the five carts running here in heat number one. Heat number four of the midgets. So, Thomas Sargent untroubled throughout the three previous heats today. The Grenfell cart driver leading by 1.5 seconds as they come across the line at the completion of lap number one. Oh, Jaden Boulding just throwing the cart around sideways, coming through the right-hander. That's going to lose him a bunch of ground. Josh Hayes, great job from him. The youngster up into third position already, with Cameron Skelton, Harness and Chancellor all back down the order. They work their way through lap number two, and it's still Thomas Sargent leading the way from Boulding. Then it's back to Haynes, Skelton, Harness, Chancellor. As Skelton now really putting the pressure on the back of the P-plater in Josh Haynes. Haynes withstanding that pressure at the moment, but our best battle on the circuit is the battle for third. Haynes holding off Skelton still at the top of the circuit as Sargent clicks across the line to complete lap number three. Skelton in the 75 cart switches to the outside, but Haynes just maintains his line. He's got a good run into the S's, which helps support a strong run up over the rise and then up the back straight. Taylor Harness was charging into the S's that time and might have a bit of momentum here that could see her through into that third place battle. So Haynes Skelton, Harness closing in. She was 0.7 of a second on that previous lap behind Cameron Skelton, but that gap looks like it has closed up considerably as they cross the line once again. We'll check that gap. Well, it's back to 0.6 of a second. Taylor Chancellor has got half a second gap between herself and Taylor Harness. So there's plenty of racing going on further back in the pack, but Thomas Sargent from Grenfell is pulling away and absolutely dominating once again here in heat number four of the midgets. Of course, the Grenfell Kart Club hosting the Bob Hyde Memorial and Festival of Kids on Saturday the 2nd and Sunday the 3rd of July. It features the 7th round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. So we hope you can all be in attendance for that one. It should be a great weekend of racing. Sargent spins. He spins going into the S's and has now dropped the spot to Jaden Boulding. So Sargent now with some work to do if he wants to clean sweep the weekend. As Jaden Boulding now has a 3 second advantage over Thomas Sargent. So Sargent, who had already built up a 4 second advantage, now has to try and run down the new race leader. So Jaden Boulding, a 39 second lap that lap. Thomas Sargent, a 47 second lap that lap, sets up a 3 second lead. We're just at half race distance now, so still time for Thomas Sargent to close up that gap. We'll keep an eye on it, as it is a 3.3 second difference between first and second. Josh Hayes in third place, still withstanding the pressure of Cameron Skelton. Good drive here from Jaden Boulding. Sargent has closed the gap down to a 2.6. So it was 3.3. It's now down to 2.6 seconds after just one lap. But if you do the maths, he needs to take a bit more out of it than that to be give himself enough time to complete the pass. Haynes, in third place, still withstanding that pressure being applied by Skelton. Harness and Chancellor are still back there, also trying to make some sort of headway. It's points overall today, so it's their total results from the first three lots of heats combined with this longer fourth heat that makes up the scoring for the trophies today, as a big run by Skelton through the S's just was blocked by Haynes that time, and Haynes now will get a bit of a buffer. Sargent has pulled that gap down a further 0.6 of a second. With three laps left to run, he's got a 2.1 second gap between Jaden Boulding and himself as he comes across the line. It's down to 1.6 seconds. So, mathematically, if he's pulling the gap by 0.6 seconds a lap, he could do it still, but it's going to be very close. Haynes having a great drive here. Josh Haynes in the P10 would be wishing it was all on the final today, because he is having a wonderful final, sitting up in third position. Skelton is back there in fourth, Harness in fifth, and Chancellor is in sixth. Two laps remaining as the leader, Jaden Boulding, comes across the line. The gap has closed further. It's down to 0.6 of a second. Again, he was able to pull a full second off Jaden Boulding, Thomas Sargent, on that previous lap. So, that does give him some enough time now, you would think, to be able to try and make the pass with a lap and a half to go. It is a battle for the lead. Jaden Boulding and Thomas Sargent. Sargent, about a second a lap quicker, but will he pull the trigger too quick and get himself into trouble? They're nose to tail as they come down the pit turn. He sits back with the last lap board out now. It is one lap to go. Jaden Boulding comes across the line. Sargent to the inside of Boulding. Breaking duel down into turn number one. And Sargent runs wide. Boulding goes back up the inside. So Sargent had the lead for a moment. But Boulding fighting hard. He wants to retain that lead as he heads up the back straight. Sargent now with a full battle on his hands. They head towards the top turns for the final time. Sargent round the outside trying to make a move on Boulding. They come towards the pit turn. Sargent sticks it in there, but Boulding's covering the line. They come off the pit turn now and race to the checker flag, and Boulding will hold on for the victory. Sargent comes home in second. Third place, Josh Haynes. Can he hold on and put through a great P-plater performance? He holds on for second ahead of Cameron Skelton. Taylor Harness, Taylor Chancellor rounds out the runners. The midget fourth heat of the day was a fantastic one. We look forward to seeing some more racing like that as it continues with Junior National up after the break.
Plumbing are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1 of 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. Whether you need to unblock a drain or have a complete system installed, Apex Plumbing are the people to call. Apex Plumbing, Unit 1, 48 Brook Street, Mitchell. Give them a call on 0417 299 175. That's 0417 299 175.
Biozoom offer quality cleaning products. Call Sunday Sublow on 0418 964 378. Biozoom, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio-metal part cleaners, and even an eco-lemon cleaner. It's Biozoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonte Zuglotto 0418 964 378. Biozoom. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
So unfortunately for Zach Boyd, he couldn't get his cart fired up and away. So Jamie Lee Scorchy, who's won all three heats so far, gets the jump off the start from pole position and leads the way. Jamie Luff in the 42 cars running in second position as Brody Duncan Lund's ahead of Chris Cooper as they work their way across the start finish line to complete lap number one. Scorchy not getting away as quickly as she has in previous heats. It's Jamie Luff there, 0.3 of a second behind, which equates to about 3 cart lengths gap between first and second. Jamie Lee Scorchy in the 18 cart, ahead of the 42 of Jamie Luff, then it's Brody Duncan Lund and Chris Cooper. Scorchy's first flying lap was a 38.39. For Jamie Luff, it was a 38.6 as they crossed the line once again. Scorchy, a 37.8 to Luff, a 37.9. So Luff certainly matching the pace of Scorchy at the moment. Duncan Lund back there with a 38.1. So considering he's giving away a 20-kilo disadvantage to the rest of the drivers out on the track, he's doing a great job there, only being 1 second behind the runners at the lead. Scorgi through the pit turn once again. Luff, Duncan Lund, Cooper just struggling to maintain the pace, a 38.5, his best, as all the leading runners now are running in the 37s. 37.61 for Scorgi, a 37.76 for Luff, and a 37.64 for Brody Duncan Lund, who is really up on the pace and could be a factor as we come towards the latter stages of this race. So Scorgi leading the way, had a very solid lap that lap, a 37.2. That's a half a second better than the rest of the field. So Scorgi now just finding her rhythm, finding the pace she needs, has Jamie Luff through with a 37.751 and Duncan Lund with a 37.742. So Duncan Lund still faster than Jamie Luff at the moment. That gap down to 0.3 of a second between second and third positions. So they head down into the pit turn once again. Rookies are up next here on the sixth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Jamie Lee Scorgi leading the way from Jamie Luff, but Duncan Lund again just slightly quicker than Jamie Luff with a 37.73 compared to a 37.80. So nothing between second and third. The gap maintained at 0.3 of a second. So as the leader, Jamie Lee Scorchy continues to put in some very solid laps. Another 37.1 for Scorchy. A 37.62 for Luff and a 37.66 for Duncan Lund. Cooper now into the 37s, a 37.88. So as we're just over halfway, Jamie Lee Scorchy pulling a half a second now over the last couple of laps over that battle for second and third positions. But Brody Duncan Lund is the one to watch. Brody Duncan Lund, he's got the, looks like the teeth, the gritted teeth look on his nose cone, and he is trying to eat up the competition here as he tries to make his move forward. Scorchy, a 38.1, so she lost a lot of time on that lap. And it looks like there's problems with Scorchy's cart now because she has fallen right back into the clutches of the battle for second. So Scorchy, just sometimes in a race you can lose your timing. She goes for the carburetor now, and oh, Jamie Luff went to the outside. Scorchy was moving out wide, and Luff has spun, rejoined the circuit. but unfortunately has lost a lot of ground. So Jamie Lee Scorgi battling on, but Brody Duncanlan now could be, in fact has taken the lead with three laps left to run. So Brody Duncanlan running, as I mentioned, 20 kilos heavier than the rest of the field, has found his way to the front. Jamie Lee Scorgi trying to get that speed back into her cart. Chris Cooper is up into third with Jamie Luff regaining the track and now back in fourth position. So Brody Duncanlan, a 38.8 after the shenanigans we saw going into turn number one. Scorgi a 39.9, so she's right off the boil. Chris Cooper a 38.0, and of course, so Chris Cooper now getting past Scorgi with two laps to go. Scorgi, you can see her arm going on to the carburetor. She's trying to adjust the high and low speed needles to get the cart to run properly. Trying to get as much out of that cart that it's got left in it. The tune really is, well, if it is just the tune's gone away. Sometimes those needles, they're held in by a fairly heavy spring, which is to stop them from vibrating loose. But sometimes those springs start to fail and it can take the tune away. But it just suddenly dropped the speed on that cart. She lost almost a second a lap. She's now running 0.9 of a second slower than she was earlier in the race. So it looks like Jamie Luff has got a chance of taking third. I think Jamie Lee Scorgi, it's points overall as I mentioned today, I think Jamie Lee Scorgi with the three wins will be in a solid enough position to take out the weekend, but she just doesn't get a chance to sweep as Brody Duncanlan comes through and takes the victory. Great drive there by the youngster. Then it's through second, Chris Cooper. Jamie Lee Scorgi holds on for third and Jamie Luff comes through in fourth position. So an interesting junior national race. The rookies are up next here in the sixth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship.
Yes, Firewood Supplies are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club, delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrumbateman, Bateman, Ironbark, Red and Yellow Box, all available cut to the required size. Contact Terry Scorgi on 0408 694 464. That's Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 36 years and proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses, floor trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses, they're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Apex Plumbing are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1 of 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. Whether you need to unblock a drain or have a complete system installed, Apex Plumbing are the people to call. Apex Plumbing, Unit 1, 48 Brook Street, Mitchell. Give them a call on 0417 299 175. That's 0417 299 175.
All right, getting set for the rookies to start here. Sean Shibutera starts off the pole. Cody Boulding out of two. Josh Fife out of three. Thomas Ewart out of four. Lachlan Chancellor and Josh Hemphill. As away and racing, it's off the outside. Cody Boulding who gets the best of the starts. Falling down back is Lachlan Chancellor, who had a great run in heat number three. He tries to fight his way back now. As Boulding works up the back straight, here comes Shibutera. Shibutera to the outside and makes the pass. No, on the inside, Boulding fights back. Now Shibutera tries the crossover on the exit of the top turns, and he is successful. Shibutera leading the way as they complete lap number one. Balding in 88 through in second position. Then it's back to Fife, Ewart, Chancellor and Hemphill, who lost a chain in heat number three, is now fading back after, a problem with that cart. Might not be tuned as well as it needs to be, but unfortunately for Josh Hemphill, he's losing a lot of ground. Lap number two. And it's still Cody Balding who leads the way. Shibutari has dropped back almost a second from Balding. Then you go back to Fife, who's got behind him Ewart. Chancellor trying to push on now. Chancellor trying to make a move. Comes up beside Ewart, but has to drop back through the dip. And Josh Hemphill, who had been right up mixing it in with the Ewart and Chancellor and Fife right throughout the day, is just really frustrated and struggling to be able to match his pace. But Cody Balding's pace has been good. He's the first into the 38, although Sean Shibutari goes with a 37.500. Cody Balding, a 38 even. So Shibutari now has flicked the switch and is starting to close in and pounce. He goes to the outside again as they head up through the kink. Shibutari takes the lead. So Shibutari is your new race leader. He takes the lead for the second time today. As they work their way through the kink and across the start finish line, Shibutari leads by 0.3 of a second from Balding. Fife, Ewart. Then it's Chancellor and Hemphill. Well, Hemphill still out there battling, but he really needs... well, he really needs something there to be able to catch back up, because he's lost a lot of ground. He's 8 seconds behind Lachlan Chancellor in fifth place. So, looks like it might even be four-stroking. That's the noise we can hear as it goes up the straight. Shibutari now consolidating his place at the front of the field. Another 37.3 second lap from Shibutari. Balding a 37.8. Fife's in third, only has 0.074 of a second lead over Lachlan Chancellor, who's made the pass on Thomas Ewart. And Ewart looks like he's starting to fade. Half race distance this time by, as the race leader, Sean Shibutari, completes half race distance. Chancellor now ahead of Fife. So Chancellor is coming on very strong in the latter part of this race. Shibutari, Balding, now it's Chancellor, Fife. Then it's back to Ewart and Hemphill rounds out the running order. With five laps remaining, you think that Sean Shibutari, with his 2.5 second lead, should be in a solid position now. Cody Balding, 3 seconds ahead of Lachlan Chancellor. And Chancellor is driving extremely well here late in the day. He's 37.8 his last lap. That's, well, quicker. His last lap of 37.843, quicker than the quickest lap of Cody Balding. So, could Chancellor make a run at Balding now in the remaining four laps of this race? The gap is down to 2.75 seconds. He was 0.2 of a second faster than Balding last lap, so definitely not enough laps left for him to catch at that rate. He'd need to start catching at a half a second a lap to be able to make a challenge for second place. But stranger things have happened today. Sean Shibutari, with three laps left, a 37.188 last lap. His best is a 37.182, and this lap was a 37.76. A 37.994 for Cody Boulding, a 37.81. So Boulding now just maintaining his gap in second position. Fife back there with a 38.1. Ewert with a 39.1. And now Hemphill just with a 39.0. His best lap time a 38.9. So he's really struggled in this final heat of the race. Shibutari, Boulding, Chancellor, Fife, Ewert and Helmut. Hemphill, sorry. Shibutari heads around the top turn. White flag out this time by. And it is Sean Shibutari across the start-finish line. A 37.2 has knocked out some very, very strong laps here throughout the day. Race leader heads up the back straight. Now, Lachlan Chancellor has closed that gap to a 1.9 second between himself and second place runner Cody Boulding. But Boulding still running in the low 38s. As Sean Shibutari comes across the line to take the victory, Shibutari takes the win. Second place, Cody Boulding. Then it's back to Lachlan Chancellor, who had another good lap. His best lap of the race, Lachlan Chancellor, on the final lap, a 37.536. So he hadn't given up trying to get that second place. Josh Fife through in fourth, and Thomas Ewert in fifth. Josh Hemphill home in sixth position. Open Performance and Sportsman 125 Lite is up next here in the sixth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship.
Biozoom offer quality cleaning products. Call Sundays with Lotto on 0418 964 378. Biozoom, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio metal part cleaners and even an eco lemon cleaner. It's Biozoom. Quality cleaning products, call Zonte Zuglotto 0418 964 378. Biozoom, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Grand Prix Karting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 Colley Street, Fyshwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need. Or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239 2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Roos Constructions has over 10 years' experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford, or the brand new display home in Bonner, or visit the website www.roosconstructions.com.au. Roos Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
As they get set now for Open Performance and Sportsman 125 Lite, Andrew Gillespie starts from the pole, Jose Ruiz, then it's Nick Clapham, Jake Lambie, Jackson Delamont, Brendan Scorgi, Paul Hamilton, Matthew Cooley, Mark Townsend, Steve Lowe, Dave Lowe, away and racing. And as you'd expect, Gillespie gets the jump. Oh, Lambie locks up again. As Scorgy is banging wheels with Townsend, and also he got a back bump in the back from Matthew Cooley. They form into single file now with Delamont leading the way over Paul Hamilton. So at the top of the circuit now, you have Gillespie leading the way. Ruiz and Clapham were battling it out as they went up the hill. It looks like Clapham's got the advantage. Gillespie, Clapham, Ruiz, Lambie, Delamont. Then it goes back to Hamilton, Townsend, Scorgy. Gillespie, Clapham, holding off Ruiz. Lambie is back there in the S&P security cart. But Gillespie just pulling away. As we said, something like 30 changes. Oh, big spin there. That was Mark Townsend who got himself in trouble going into the pit turn. Not sure if anyone else has been affected by that. Could be Matthew Cooley in the 92 card, hasn't come across the start finish line. So Matthew Cooley might be bogged as the leaders come through that area now. Gillespie leading from Clapham. Clapham's got Ruiz up the inside, and Jose Ruiz makes the pass. He slams the door closed as Gillespie tried to do the crossover move, and Lambie is still sitting there going, well, these two are going to take themselves out if they keep going like this. Delamont, Hamilton, Scorgy, Lowe, Stephen Lowe and Dave Lowe, Mark Townsend is tail end Charlie on the field. So across the start finish line, Gillespie still leading. Now this battle between Jackson Delamont and Paul Hamilton, they are nose to tail as they head into the S's. They work their way up the back straight now. This is the best battle on the circuit, with five laps completed by your leader as he heads across the stripe. 71.7 is Jose Ruiz, who's got past and clearing away from Clapham. Lambie trying to make the move on him. Then it's back to Delamont and Hamilton. Nothing between those two as they head through the S's once again. Battle for fifth place. Hamilton pushing Delamont as hard as he can. They work their way up around the top of the circuit. Nothing between. Says the 48 of Delamont and the 14 of Hamilton. Hamilton, though, he's sitting right on his back bumper through the tidal parts of the circuit, and I think that might be causing him to lose a bit of ground when they start to accelerate away. What he might need to start doing is just sitting back off him going into the corner and then making the move. As he comes off the turn now, Gillespie through, followed by Jose Ruiz. Then it's back to Nick Clapham and Jake Lambie. Delamont still holding off Hamilton, who makes the dive up the inside. Hamilton closes the door on Delamont as they try the switchback. What can Hamilton do now as they head up the back straight? It's Hamilton holding off Delamont. Delamont trying to fight back. Hamilton really making him go the hard way. Gillespie, Ruiz. Then it's Clapham, Lambie, Hamilton and Delamont. Further back, Brendan Scorgy starting to get involved in this battle for fifth place. As Hamilton And Delamont side by side up the back straight. Hamilton lets him through. He tries the crossover move coming off the top turn. It pays off. But it's Gorgie fighting back now on the inside down the pit straight. Some great racing here with six laps remaining as they cross the stripe. Scorgie could be thinking, I'm going to pick up some pieces here as these two end up putting themselves off the circuit. Great racing here in the Open Performance and Sportsman 125 Lite. Five laps remain for your leader, Gillespie, who heads across the stripe. Then it's Ruiz. Further back then to Clapham and Lambie. Then this great battle which Scorgie has the upper hand of at the moment. Scorgie leading from the 14 of Paul Hamilton. Further back, we've got another battle between Steve and Dave Lowe that's going along quite nicely. Four laps remaining, and the 51 cart of Gillespie is your race leader. Scorgie now with a bit of breathing room between himself and Hamilton. In fact, that's Delamont, who's got a half a second gap in the 48 cart between himself and the 14 of Hamilton. The Lowe's still going hard at each other there. As Gillespie is under three laps of racing. Everything's evened out there. Starting to click off some consistent laps now. Delamont a 31.6, Hamilton a 31.8. They're both within their best laps of the race. As Gillespie coming up onto the back now of Mark Townsend. Looks like this battle between the Lowe's, Steve and Dave Lowe, goes up into the top corner. And I think Stephen Lowe still hangs on to that eighth position. White flag coming out this time as the leaders coming up on some traffic. Stephen Lowe holding off Dave Lowe. Jose Ruiz in second position. Nick Clapham in third. Fourth is Lambie. Fifth is Delamont. Then it's Hamilton, Scorgie, and then it's the Battle of the Lows. Stephen Lowe holding off Dave Lowe still as they come across the line. The winner is Andrew Gillespie. He takes the victory. Jose Ruiz comes in second. Clapham holds on for third. Then it's Lambie in fourth. Behind him, Delamont, Hamilton, Scorgie. This battle between Steve and Dave Lowe continues on at the top of the circuit. Dave Lowe looks to the inside as they go into the pit turn, not close enough to make a lunge. And Steve Lowe will hold on for 8th place. 9th place is Dave Lowe, and then it's Mark Townsend, the final runner on the circuit. Great racing there by the Open Performance and Sportsman 125. Up next, it is Restricted Sportsman.
The Austrian Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and gaming facilities with the latest poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Hurd Street in Mawson.
Apex Plumbing are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1 of 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. Whether you need to unblock a drain or have a complete system installed, Apex Plumbing are the people to call. Apex Plumbing, Unit 1, 48 Brook Street, Mitchell. Give them a call on 0417 299 175. That's 0417 299 175.
Yes Firewood Supplies are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club, delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murr and Bateman. Ironbark, red and yellow box, all available, cut to the required size. Contact Terry Scorgi on 0408 694 464. That's Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 36 years, and proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Well, we've got problems already here with the 14 and the 38. That'd be Stephen Hampson and Sarah Kelly. So Sarah Kelly, after having a very exciting heat number 3, unfortunately looks like she won't take any part in this final heat of the day. Stephen Hampson trying to get himself sorted out as well. Steve, oh, the green light's on, so... Oh, steering arm's broken on Sarah Kelly's. That's happened in a spin in the formation lap. So it's interesting. The green light is on. Yellow flags are out all around the circuit. They might need to put the green and yellow chevron out. So, the chevron goes out, the green and yellow chevron, so that they are reforming. The light switched to green accidentally then. So hopefully all these drivers know what that flag means, which is reform. We're having a restart. As we get set for the fourth heat, Scott Nielsen starts from the pole. Adam McCoy starts out of position number 2. Daniel Hoffman out of position number 3. James Marquez out of position number 4. John McCabe out of 5. Brad Fisher out of 6. Matthew Fisher out of 7. Dale Parry out of position number 8. Michael Yocum out of position 9. John Gillespie out of position number 10. Darren Longren out of position number 11. And Billy Sigouris out of position number 12. Sarah Kelly and Stephen Hampson taking no further part in this fourth heat of the day. 15 laps of distance. Away, Nielsen gets the jump off the start. McCoy tries to fight back with him as they head down into turn number 1. All through safely as they work their way into the S's. And that's when things, well, are still sorting themselves out. But it looks like the 34 is having problems. That's Darren Longren. And Longren now starting to get eaten up by both Sigouris and Gillespie as they work their way forward. Race leader is Scott Nielsen. He's dominated this racing today in Rotax Restricted Sportsman. And he is well out in front once again. McCoy, who is extremely high up in the points going into this sixth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, will be trying to make sure Nielsen doesn't get too much further away as they work their way around the top of the circuit again. Nielsen is the race leader. McCoy is in second. They head down across past the start-finish line. And it is a good battle. Hoffman, the Hoff, makes the move up the inside past Brad Fisher to gain fourth position. McCoy, points leader in Restricted Sportsman. He was on 52 points coming into this weekend. Unfortunately for Stephen Hampson, he's had a shocker. But Scott Nielsen, back there on 38, has had a great showing. And Nielsen leading the way now. Works his way up the back straight. McCoy, he doesn't want Nielsen grabbing more points off him. Remember, every race in the 2000 and 2011 Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship is scored for the club championship. It's not just whether it's a final, it is every single race you enter. It's also determined by how many competitors are in each class. So as we reach the 1/3 race distance mark this time by, Nielsen and McCoy are separated by 0.1 of a second as they head through the pit turn. It's two Arrow Karts with Rotax 125 water-cooled engines on board. Nothing between them. 0.1 of a second remains. Marquez sits back there in third position with Hoffman, Fisher. Now, Brad Fisher getting a bump that time from the six of John McCabe. Now, John McCabe hit just about everything in heat number three. Fisher, Yoakum, Parry, Gillespie and Segouras with Lonergan back there rounding out the field. Race leader is still Scott Nielsen, as Nielsen that time had McCoy get up onto the ripple strip coming out of the S's, and that lost McCoy quite a bit of ground. You'll see the gaps opened up to almost 2.5 cart lengths now as the leader heads into the pit straight. 8 laps remaining. Nielsen leading the way, and that gap is now out to 0.4 of a second. Marquez starting to be caught by Hoffman, McCabe and Fisher. They're all starting to line up behind the 56, whose side pod is quite badly bent up from some contact that he's received throughout the day. 7 laps remain, and McCoy trying to close back in on Nielsen, who runs wide coming through the pit turn. That was almost an opportunity then to set up for McCoy down the straight. Marquez, Hoffman, McCabe, Brad and Matthew Fisher. And now it looks like Michael Yoakum starting to close in on this gaggle of carts, which is running for third position on the racetrack. So whilst the leaders head around the pit turn, oh, a spin! Further back in the field, there is the 92 of Billy Segouras, who has spun as the leaders are coming up onto him now. Does a good job of keeping well out of their way. Marquez, Hoffman, McCabe has got Brad Fisher looking to the outside as Matthew Fisher was looking to the inside on him. So, as Scott Nielsen continues to hold off Adam McCoy around the top of the circuit, 5 laps remaining, and the leaders have concertinaed back together. The gap at the line now back down to that 0.1 of a second gap. Marquez has got Hoffman, McCabe, Brad and Matthew Fisher still nose to tail behind each other. As there's nothing separating. 3rd back to 7th place. Back marker of Billy Segouras, so could prove to be a factor as the blue flags go out. Now, when will they catch the back marker? Because that could really cause some catastrophe here with now Yoakum really joining in the battle. They're going to catch him in the S's. So, Marquez, he doesn't want to sit behind him for too long. He tricks the outside, but then it was a good move. Segouras showed him the inside. Oh, a touch! And into the tyre barrier goes the 41 of Matthew Fisher. So, Fisher just starting to try and push the point, trying to use the back marker to pick off a few positions there. Now the back marker of Lonergan has played a factor as the gap closes down to nothing between the leader, Nielsen, and also the second place man, McCoy. Laps counting down. There are 2 laps remaining this time by. 2 laps left for your race leader in Scott Nielsen. Matthew Fisher up out of the cart. He looks to be all right. Took a wild ride into the tyres, though. As the leaders head down into the pit turn, they're still nose to tail. Nielsen and also McCoy. McCoy trying to make a move now. Marquez seems to have some breathing room over John McCabe, who's now up ahead of the Hoff. They work their way around the top of the circuit to the white flag this time. And Nielsen leading the way. Nielsen leading from McCoy. A half a cart length, the difference at the start-finish line. It closes up to almost nothing through the S's. Then nose to tail as Marquez comes down. Oh, Joachim pulls off the circuit now. So he's out of that battle as Fisher goes to the outside of Hoffman. Leaders working their way up around the top of the circuit. It looks like Nielsen has got enough to cover off McCoy as they come off the top turn. He protects that inside line and heads through the pit turn for the final time. And Scott Nielsen will take the victory. McCoy home in second place. Now the battle for third, which Marquez was leading as they work their way down the pit straight. He looks like he's got enough gap. John McCabe comes through in fourth position. Then it's Daniel Hoffman. Brad Fisher comes home next. Behind him will be John Gillespie and Dale Pallery. One lap down, Darren Londrigan and also Billy Sagoras. Some great racing there in the Sportsman Restricted Final. To finish off the day, it is the Junior Max.
Universal Trusses and Firms are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses, they're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Biozoom, of quality cleaning products. Call Sundays at Low on 0418 964 378. Biozoom, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio-metal part cleaners, and even an eco-lemon cleaner. It's Biozoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonte Zuglotto 0418 964 378. Biozoom. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Collie Street, Fishwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need, or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239-8. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Roos Constructions has over 10 years experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford, or the brand new display home in Bonner, or visit the website www.roosconstructions.com.au. Roos Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
The Austrian-Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian-Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and gaming facilities with the latest poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant, with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Hurd Street in Mawson.
Away in racing in the Junior Pro class, the final race of the day, and it's Chris Anthony who gets the jump off the start. It's Alex Nicholson who's won all three heats so far, rounds him up on the back straight and makes the pass. So Nicholson in the Rotax 125 gets past Anthony in the arc, and then it's Tom Wilshere running from the Orange Kart Racing Club back there in third position. So as they complete lap number one, Alex Nicholson leading the way from Anthony, then it's back to Wilshere. Anthony doing well to show that he can get some pace. Once he's through the turns, he's maintaining a good run, but then, of course, the Rotax in a straight line is just far more powerful, and that's where he really loses a lot of his ground. But Anthony, through the tighter parts of the circuit, has really shown some great speed and some great driving skills as he works his way through the S's now. You can see he pulls a big lead off Wilshere, and then Wilshere just eats him up in a straight line as he tries to make the pass up the inside now. Anthony can't quite close up that gap enough. So as the leaders head back down across the start finish line, Alex Nicholson in the junior pro class, well out in front. Nicholson, as we mentioned before, running around about the 32.9 second laps. Anthony in his 100cc ARC engine is a 34.3 second lap, and Wilshere back there with a 34.3 as well. So Alex Nicholson really using the full extent of the power as he comes across the line to complete lap number four. Anthony across in the 21 kart from the Sapphire Kart Club in the Retrovision and Video Easy Kuma sponsored entry, sits in second position, doing a good job to hold off the orange driver in Tom Wilshere. So Nicholson, who's dominated today, continues to open up his lead here as he completes lap number five. Nicholson out in front ahead of Anthony and Wilshere. So Anthony puts in his best lap of the race, 34.127. Wilshere, his best lap, a 34.122. Both on lap number five. Nicholson, 32.669, his best. He comes across the line, it's a 32.721. So Anthony, who's done a lot of driving here at Canberra over the years, you can see just how much ground he can make over Wilshere through the corners. And then Wilshere, who has this more powerful engine, closes in on him up the back straight. And then almost makes the pass. They're side by side, but Anthony holds on the inside. And this has been a good battle throughout the weekend. Anthony, who is well underpowered compared to Wilshere, just using the strengths of his experience here in Canberra to get through the tighter part of the circuit and complete the pass. So as Nicholson, another 32.7 second lap last time out. Comes across the line again. A 32.318. Now that's his best lap. Lap number 8. Anthony and Wilshire still nose to tail as the leader works his way around the top of the circuit. So a 32.3, certainly a very solid lap by Alex Nicholson. Across the line, this time a 32.5, so within 2/10 of his previous lap that time. Anthony, a 34.0 last time by, gets into the 33s now with a 33.858. Wilshire, fastest lap for him, a 33.762. So, as Nicholson now completes lap number 10, 5 laps remaining. Nicholson working through the Revolution Race gear turn number 1. As Anthony heads across the line, does improve his time again, a 33.641. Now Chris Anthony's best, Wilshire, a 33.790. 4 laps remaining for Alex Nicholson. Like to thank all the officials who have worked tirelessly here today. We thank them for their support in this 6th round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Don't forget you can check out all the news of the Canberra Kart Racing Club at www.canberrakarts.com.au. That's www.canberrakarts.com.au. Nicholson, a 32.9, so just starting to back it right off now. He's 14 seconds ahead of Chris Anthony and Tom Wilshire. Wilshire now, still fighting on. He's got a good run up the back straight this time. He went to the inside, now he makes the pass. Now, Anthony fights on up the inside. He's got a lot of confidence in how he can control this kart. But Wilshire now should be able to open up the gap. No, Wilshire spins coming through the pit turn. So Anthony, keeping the pressure on, was never going to say die, even though he knew he was in the far less powered kart, the 100cc engine compared to the 125s he's been racing. Nicholson doing a great job out in front. 32.5, his last lap out there. Don't forget, the next round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship is on Saturday the 2nd and Sunday the 3rd of July at Grenfell for the Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids, the seventh round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. We hope you can join us then for that one. Then racing returns to Canberra in August. We'll keep you well informed there. But Alex Nicholson, across the line, he takes the victory and wraps up a strong day in Junior Pro. Second place, Chris Anthony, it's across the line and will take second place with Tom Wilshire back there in third place. Again, we thank all the officials throughout today's racing and look forward to seeing you at Grenfell for the Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids in 2 weeks' time.